The foundation is set, so yeah, you don't have to look at the foundation. But going forward, you just have to understand that, you know, yeah, there's goals that we had that we weren't able to accomplish, you know. And the first one is being winning all the home games and winning the division. So that would be a big goal next year.
Just, you've had a lot of years with Zim. How do you think he would do if he got a head coaching job?
Who's him?
Yeah.
Well, I think he'd do great. It's kind of an enigma how he's not a head coach already. His track record speaks, volumes. It's just one of those things where you have to get an opportunity, you have to get a chance, And if there's any coach right now that's deserving, I think it would be him. He's won Super Bowls. He's led great defenses. He's led great, teams. So, with that being said, he's that well deserving.
Think he'll be back here next season?
I don't know, but if he goes somewhere, I'm gonna be knocking on his door, calling him, saying, "Hey, bring me with you." I just have that much respect for him. We'll have to see. It's a wait and see game, and hopefully, whatever happens, it'll be the best situation for him.
Think he'll be back next year?
What's that?
Think you'll be back here next year?
I don't know. We'll have to see. Like I said, I enjoy my time here. It's a great group of guys, great coaches. Locker room is a great, great foundation of guys. So, I would love to be back.
Because how do you think to see your season win?
It wasn't bad. I have to say, collectively, winning 10 games and losing 6, obviously you have to have – the pieces falling in place. Everybody has to be praying pretty well. So, personally, I think I played okay. Definitely can build upon some of the things I did this year. I didn't start off great, but thought I finished, pretty good. See what happens.
Do you get the sense that everybody talks about the transition in the AFC North, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati on the rise? Do you get that sense that
that's a weird question for me because I really haven't seen up close and personal what's happened, the last couple of years. So this is my first year of being up and close, with that Baltimore's and Cleveland's and Pittsburgh. So
what do you think after you?
I think it's a tough division for sure. You get the smash mouth football, and a lot of just tough physical football games. So I think it's going to be a great rivalry to come. I don't know. I keep stuttering today.
Seems like as a secondary, you guys really gelled the second half of the year. Did the interceptions start coming and everything?
I don't know what to say about it. Guys were playing a lot more aggressive. Yeah, guys were playing a lot more aggressive. When you play this style of defense, you're going to usually get a couple penalties, holding, PIs, whatnot. And I remember at one point in the season, I told Leon, I said, "Look, if we're going to play press and run, bump and run, we have no penalties. That lets us know we're not playing aggressive back here. You have to have a couple of them. That's just the nature of the position and the technique." So I think we just started playing a little more aggressive. Our D-line, obviously, they started getting after the quarterback pretty good. And once you have both of those coming together, obviously, good coverage leads to sacks and pressure on the quarterback leads to interceptions. So, I think we both started, coming along.